Next matter is the matter of Anthony English. Ms. Woodward.
The project before you is VMRC 13-0890. Mr. Anthony English is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 5-foot-wide by 27.5-foot-long roofed structure over an existing finger pier and an 8-foot-wide by 16-foot-long finger pier at his private non-riparian pier servicing 1217 Little Bay Avenue, situated along Willoughby Bay in Norfolk. The project's site is located just north of Interstate 64 here in Willoughby Bay. This is a 2013 aerial. This is Mr. English's pier. There is a paper street known as Willoughby Bay Avenue that runs along the perimeter of the shoreline in this location.
Really?
And as a result, it renders the lot not a riparian lot, therefore a permit is necessary for any pier structures. The existing pier was permitted back in 2002. In March of 2013, staff received a complaint regarding a boathouse addition. I contacted Mr. English and met him during a site visit in April of 2013 to discuss the area highlighted here in green, a 5-foot-wide by 27.5-foot-long roofed structure, which was actually constructed over an existing finger pier right next to the boathouse. Mr. English was very cooperative at the time and has been throughout the process. He agreed to submit an after-the-fact joint permit application, which was received in our office on June 6th of 2013. This is one of the additional drawings that was submitted with the application. You can see the hatched area, which indicates the roof structure that was built over the finger pier and essentially as an extension of the boathouse roof. This is the cross-section that was submitted. The total square footage of the roof structure, including the boathouse, is approximately 650 square feet. These are some site photos from my site visit in April of 2013. You can see the newer construction here, which again occurred in October of 2011. This is another shot of the pier. This is a photo that was sent to me from Mrs. English on May 19th of this year, and again just showing the roof structure. While reviewing the permit documents that were previously issued in 2002, staff noted that there was an existing 8-foot-wide by 16.5-foot-long finger pier that was constructed when the original pier was built but was not shown on the original permit drawings. I would like to point out, however, that VMRC staff conducted a compliance check in 2006. And the extra finger pier was noted on the compliance sheet. And the degree of permit compliance was determined to be moderate, and no further action was taken at the time to authorize that finger pier. This is an image that was taken during that compliance check in March 2006. And just for comparison, this is the photograph I took last April when I was at the site. This is the original permitted drawing from 2002. That was under VMRC 02-0310. Since the roof encroaches over an existing decking area and the finger pier does not extend channelward of the pier, we don't believe there are any adverse impacts on navigation. And no concerns were raised as a result of the public interest review. In this case, although the adjacent property owners did not protest, The roof structure does not qualify for the statutory authorization because the lot which the pier serves is not a riparian property due to the paper street's location separating Mr. English's property from the water. Accordingly, the pier and its appurtenances do not qualify for the statutory exemption for private non-commercial riparian piers and thus requires a permit. Furthermore, staff believes the additional finger pier also requires after-the-fact authorization to bring the entire pier structure and associated appurtenances into compliance. In lieu of further enforcement action by the Commission, staff recommends after-the-fact approval of the roof structure and the finger pier conditioned on Mr. English's payment of a $5,000 civil charge based on a minor degree of deviation and a minimal degree of impact. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions. Mr. and Mrs. English are also here and would like to.
Thank you, Justine. Any questions from the Commission? I have a couple just to make sure that I have this right.
Okay.
That's a paper street that runs right along the shoreline there.
So any structures located within the paper street require an encroachment permit from the City of Norfolk, which has to be approved by City Council. So in circumstances like this, if we were to get a request for a new pier, I would direct them to the city and tell them, you need to get your encroachment permit, and then we will go through the process of issuing a permit for the pier.
I'll note that the City of Norfolk often has streets that are underwater, but I've never known them to build a street underwater. I don't think that paper street is ever going to be a street. If there was no paper street there, the roof addition would have been statutorily authorized.
Yes, provided the neighbors didn't object, which they didn't in this case, and it's under the 700 square foot exemption requirement.
The last question that comes to mind, do you know how long the Englishes have owned this property?
I believe close to 20 years, but they can confirm that. 20
plus years. Been there for 35.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from other members of the Commission? Thank you, Justine, very much. The Englishes, would you like to come up and speak to the Commission?
Yes.
Just explain some of
them. All right, I need to swear you in, sir. Raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you give today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Anthony English.
Great. Thank you. Please, whatever you have to say, Mr. English.
Again, I know about permits. I live on the water. I've got permits for my riprap, as you might have seen. The city, I have to get permission from the city. The city is I have a $300,000 policy that the city is a rider on my policy that's required by all waterfront property people that live on that paper street, although I think I'm one of the only ones that pay it. But, this is a copy of a compliance assessment that we thought the finger pier where the Sea-Doo is placed, and it's been there forever, was complied for. We did not realize, and this is a copy of something I had that made us believe that it was approved. The overhang for the roof was constructed 2011, somewhere in there. I'm a little nervous. I was diagnosed with melanoma skin cancer in 2007, and since I've had numerous other skin parts of me removed. And so at one of the times when there was a VMRC representative there, the question to him was, it was after Tracy West, and I'm not sure before Justine, and the question was, I have to replace some pilings for my floating dock. The piling gods had worn them out. And so my question was, do I need a permit to replace the pilings? And the answer was no. As long as you're pulling a piling and putting it back in the same place. Now, at this time, I did not have plans on building a roof when I spoke about these pilings being replaced, but I did the question or the answer was we don't care to a certain extent. Now, I'm not saying these are absolute words, but my understanding was as long as you don't go outside of your pier and you don't penetrate into the surface, I did not think that adding 5 more feet or 4 more feet of roof line to keep me out of the sun because my wife, my family, my parents come and enjoy this pier, and here I am, been in the sun all my life, and now all of a sudden I'm being told I have to wear long sleeve shirts and I can't be out in the sun. Now, do I go out in the sun? Absolutely. I can't stop living. We're none of us. But I'm trying to protect myself the best I can. Also, you might have seen some sunshades that were up there. I was told that those can't be up there and that I have to pull those down. So I've done that, and I can do that through the winter months, and I can do it year every time, I guess. But I think it's I'm trying to protect myself. I apologize for not applying for a permit, but that's the reason the roof line went up.
Thank you, Mr. Anguish. Any questions from the commission? Is the public hearing, or is anybody in the audience who wishes to speak in favor or against this project?
I would like to also
say, if you have something else, please come up. We have to have this on tape.
The reason I believe that we're here today is neighbors of mine that are upset at me for whatever reason. And as you'll know, they made this phone call. They used your agency to do their dirty work. Was I wrong? I was wrong. But these people have no right to do what they're doing, wasting your time and my time for something that was innocently done. These people need to get up in the mornings and look themselves in the face. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. English. Last call. Anybody else in the audience wish to speak either in favor or against this proposed this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine?
Maybe this is a question for staff, but there was a complaint. Was that an adjacent property owner? It was not followed up on. It was just seems to be a complaint. But
it was a complaint from a nearby property owner, but not one of the adjacent property owners.
Okay, and that was staff received that complaint, but it was not followed up on. They have not appeared here
Correct.
For the public hearings. So.
However, they were informed that this matter would come to the commission, and they offered no more comments.
No more comments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'll offer that I believe staff did a very good job here. This is a requirement that we check out everything that does not meet the permits that are applied for and approved by the commission. This was a matter that staff really did need to take a look at, and thank you for bringing it before the commission in such a fair and balanced and unbiased manner. Any comments, discussion from the commission?
I guess my comment,
Dr. Neal.
I expect we're going to approve the after fact, you know, application. The question is whether we're going to follow a complete staff recommendation of the civil charge. And I really don't have an opinion on that. Sorry.
Yeah. So I
Mr. Packard.
Dr. Neal, I agree. I think we're going to approve what's happened here, or what's taking place. And the question I have in my mind is the appropriate, whether the civil charge is appropriate. $1,000 is no small sum, but however, it seems to be, as we say in our evaluation, a minor degree of deviation and a minimal degree of impact. And I'd say that we're at the minimal of both those sides of our matrix. I question the need of $1,000 civil charge.
And actually, I do as well. Well, I think staff got everything right on this. It strikes me that this finger pier was constructed more than a decade ago. Staff took an evaluation of this, took a look at it in 2006, and kind of said, well, you shouldn't audit, and just left it at that. I kind of feel hard-pressed to hold the Anglishes accountable for something that staff 7 years ago, 8 years ago, kind of said, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it.
And I'll say further.
Mr. Watkins,
I just want to clarify that there are two issues here with regard to the violation. The roof addition, and granted, the finger pier was something that staff had looked at years ago, but the roof is a part of it as well. But it doesn't want there being misunderstanding that the only reason the civil charge was assessed was for the finger pier.
That's good. Yes, thank you for the clarification. Mr. Tanker.
So with that, I still believe that we're at the minimum of the matrix, and it's not worth the $1,000 civil charge. And I would move to approve the structure as it exists today without civil charge of $1,000, zero civil charge.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. O'Neill. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. English.